ladies and gentlemen, in stream, this is where we need you guys to get involved, because this is all about you guys. We're going to play a fun little game that Paul and I came up with called Guess Paul's Rating. I have 30 films here. I'm going to pick them randomly, and we're going to give away a movie poster. I get a ton of offers for really cheap posters through Fandango whenever I buy tickets. Some of us still have to buy tickets to go to the movies. Do you guys remember what that's like? Anybody? Nobody? No?
What?
I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about here.
Yeah, exactly. But stream, anybody who wants to play, I'm going to send you a link to this Google
document. Well, get involved. You're going to get, people will get surprised and angry, and hopefully, especially Nick will be, well, he knows the scores, but I'm sure you're very happy with a couple of them.
One of them, I pledged my eternal love to Paul for one of his ratings. just putting that out there.
Well, there was a riveting chat going on in the chat about armpit hair. Justin, would you like to elaborate on your comments?
On my comments about the pit hair? Yeah, yes. I do. Are you asking?
Yeah, I'm just wondering if you're going to go live with what you've just written there.
Yes, I do shave my underarm area. Yes, I do.
Does that not get itchy? Holy crap.
It doesn't, man. But, the reason why I do is because that actually does get itchy for me. And it started like maybe 5 years ago when I started going to the gym all the time, and I would run and I would lift weights all the time. And it just looked disgusting when I was lifting my arms up above my head. Plus, I am, like Loisos even said,
see my arms, eh?
I am most certainly partially gay, as far as he puts it, even though I'm married to a woman, my beautiful wife Danielle, who I love very much. I don't know, he thinks I'm gay, so I guess
I sucked a dick last night.
That's not true, though. That's not me. I never fucking said that. In all reality, yes, I do. I shave them. Have you ever thought about it, Paul?
No, not really. I limit my manscaping to other areas. Let's just put it that way.
Don't do it, Paul. Shaving your pits makes you gay.
I sucked a dick last night.
Oh!
He's already there.
Oh, my God.
That's more action than I got last time, I'm sorry to say.
Aww. I mean, I guess I just gotta round it out now, right?
I sucked a dick last night.
There it is.
Aha! There it is. And you sound disappointed by it. It must have sucked. It must have been bad. It must have been a real big giant dick that had to go down your throat, and it was tough for you to get it down.
Poor considerate. Dan is also well behind Justin in this shaving pits discussion. Now Ashley's saying, this was not intended to be an on-air segment. I was just curious.
This is what happens when Nick needs to finish preparing things really quickly. Oops. Sorry, guys.
I'm going to ask you, Paul, while we're on there, do you recognize this beer?
Unfortunately, the watching through YouTube, the live stream for Cure is about 2.5 minutes delayed, so I'll tell you in about 2.5 minutes.
Okay. When you do, and you, I have a feeling, a strong feeling, you're gonna recognize it. But
okay, I was all blurt out of the blue in about that length of time. what's going on? I'm also trying to. I'm reading the live text, which is coming through, I think, faster. So.
Will and my brother a third round of donating to throw off and then even out the dollar amount. We're now at 15.20. So yeah, please keep it going. Please keep it going. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. You guys are all absolutely amazing.
I sucked a dick last night.
Emily! My goodness. That is uncalled for. Just give me one moment. Gentlemen?
Farewell and adieu to you fair Spanish ladies.
Farewell and adieu to you, ladies of Spain.
Why is Ready Player One on my screen right now?
Because that's a poster that Nick's giving away, because Nick is awesome and doesn't want the poster anyways.
You get your choice. I got all these for like dirt cheap. So you get your choice
of
poster.
If you ever need to... Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
If you ever need to give away posters, hit me up.
Hey, I need to give away posters for their live charity event we're doing.
You know why he's saying that? Because he gets full-size theatrical fucking posters from work all the time.
These are not full-size theatrical posters, but I've got a Deadpool 2 poster in here. I've got a Ready Player 1 poster in here.
Is there anything you can give away, you know?
an Avengers Infinity War poster in here. There's a Tomb Raider poster in there, and there's something else in there. I can't remember what the other one was now. No, it'll cycle back around, I think.
And we might have more posters tomorrow. Full theatrical size.
Voice Oz can remember. Go read The Office.
And then we have full theatrical size posters.
Theatrical posters are a bitch to ship, though.
Well, I'll handle that.
And Black Panther, that's right. Black Panther. Hi, Paul. Oh, my God. Please don't ever change. I love this. Thank you very much for watching in the stream. I guess Paul's rating. Okay, so if you want to play...
Have we got any volunteers? Hashtag no pit hair movement. Got any Ashley?
So if you want to play, click on the form. Click on the form. We're going to be going in just a couple of seconds here. Gugu, Leo, welcome. Everybody get signed in. We'll give you a couple of more minutes to get signed in, and then we're going to play Guess Paul's Rating. Paul, how do you think they're going to do?
Poorly.
There are some gimmies. To be fair, there are some gimmies in here. There are some gimmies. If you listen to the countdown, if you're a fan of the countdown, if you know Paul well enough, some of these are going to be super easy. Super easy. But some of them might surprise you, depending on the title. So one of them I'm going to cut his balls off for. I just saw that one.
So I said, I need to be at least one or two you weren't too pleased about.
God. I do agree, however, with the highest rating he... Nope. Never mind. The second highest rating he gave.
I was going to say, do you? Wow, you'd be the only person in the world.
All right. So are we ready to play? Is everybody in the chat ready to play? My brother says Bill likes Skippy peanut butter. $2.17. Thank you very much, Chris. Anyone know how you can or know you can full screen the chat?
This is Epic Film Frog here. Learn how to use your fucking computer.
What the hell?
Is that for on YouTube? You can pop the chat out if you want to.
Nick, are 1 out of 10? What is 1 out of 10? No, these are out of 100. These are Paul's ratings. Sorry, I just took me a minute to catch up there. No, these are Paul's ratings. So these are answer
out of 100. Yep.
All right, so should I post the link one more time? Did everybody get the link that wants to play? Say hashtag I am ready. I will clear the form in between rounds. So basically all you have to do is type in your response. Ashley already guessed 7 as a rating for nothing. Congratulations, Ashley, you win. Nothing.
7 out of 100. Hint is an answer to one of these questions.
I won! Here comes
the money. Bill donating $1.83 to even out the dollar amount on the stream again. I'm happy this is a thing. God damn it. Stop submitting ratings to things. You're all horrible people. All right, first movie, ladies and gentlemen, a true classic. The first film in the Star Wars prequel trilogy. Ladies and gentlemen, guess Paul's rating to Star Wars, The Phantom Menace. Episode 1, baby. Episode 1, The Phantom Menace. Guess Paul's rating.
I'm not allowed to play this, right? I'm not allowed.
No, you're not allowed to play. Why would you be allowed to? You're going to win a poster. You're going to win a prize. That's
I don't want to win the poster, but damn it. You allow all these fun games on the live stream, and I'm not allowed to play.
Oh, he can play and just give the score to the next person if Justin wins.
That's all right. I'll let the others enjoy.
you could guess it.
You say you're.
You could guess it too, but you don't get a prize. All right, last call. Paul's rating for Star Wars Episode 1: The Phantom Menace. Are we all in? I don't know how many people are playing. I've got 5 responses so far. Yeah, you can only fill out the form once, but then I have to reset it. Right? Like, that should work, right?
He's hoping.
All right, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, Paul's rating for Star Wars. Episode 1, The Phantom Menace. Ladies and gentlemen, a 9 out of 10. Or a 9 out of 100. Sorry. Sorry,
that's
Paul.
A 9 out of 100.
Oh, he got Christ. Scared there for a second. He was like, what? 9 out of 100. So let's see who came the closest to that rating. Wow. Only Brantley came even close with a 2. The next closest rating was my brother at 33.
Whoa. Hey, what was the highest rating? Who gave it the highest?
Tony Dobish with 54.
Do you pass that film or you think I pass that film, Tony? You are a way more generous person than I am.
Damn. All right. So we're going to do 1 point for Brantley. And we're going to go on to the next film. Hail Caesar.
I mean, yay.
Oh, wait, I got to clear the form. Sorry.
100 out of 100.
I didn't clear the form. So, okay, form is now clear. So now submit your responses, guys. Hail Caesar. Paul's rating for Hail Caesar. Right, here we go. Justin's writing down 100 right now. Paul's rating for Hail people. Caesar, guys.
See if you can read my mind.
Chris says he'd give Phantom Menace a 0. Paul, way too high.
Fair. That's absolutely fair, Chris.
Wait, Sasko, give me a pizza.
Pizza?
That time of night, is it? It seems pizza. Fair.
It's 8:15. So
Nick is officially interested.
I want some pizza. Wait, Sasko, go down to Rubino's or Paisano's.
We have 7 responses. We're going to call it right now, ladies and gentlemen. Get your response in after the drum roll. I'm announcing the rating. Here we go. Paul's rating for Hail Caesar. Sorry, Josh Brolin. 9 out of 100. All right.
Piece of shit. Hate
and
that
here we go. So we got 8 responses in on that one. Let's see who we got. Who we got. We had the closest rating, Dan Brennick, with a guess of 15. 15 was the closest.
Not bad at all.
This is only showing me like a summary now, which is really dumb. The highest rating somebody guessed, 33. Man, people are not familiar enough with Paul's hatred of movies, apparently.
I am, however, pleased that everybody believed that I had rated it at least a 1.5 stars or lower. So there you go.
Yeah, there's no 50s popping up in there like there were for before. So congratulations, Director Brennick. You get a point. All right, and then we'll go ahead. We'll roll on to the next one here. Next film, The Fifth Element. Guess Paul's rating for The Fifth Element. We're clearing out the responses. Both Dan and Brantley have 1 point. 1 ticket into the drawing for a movie poster of their choice. Lots of movies left and lots of time left to play.
Lots of movies left.
Oh, shit. Tons of movies left. Super, super excited to talk about all these different movies. You know, I haven't run into any really super contentious picks for Paul yet. Well, he gave, I mean, whatever. Fuck you, Paul. Phantom Menace is better than a 9.
It's not.
Hail Caesar is way better than a 9. Justin, what do we rate Hail Caesar? Probably like 3.5. Like around 3.5.
What? Stars? What? 3.5? I gave Hail Caesar like a 7 out of 10.
Yeah, 3.5 stars. Whatever. We both liked it, though. We both really liked it.
I liked it. No, I had a lot of problems
Channing
with it.
Channing Tatum fucking tap dancing and shit, dude. Oh, man.
Dude, again, Paul, we've talked about this. We've talked about this. Technically, it's fine. The story, weak. And if it's coming from who it came from, I totally get the hate, but I don't think it's a horrible movie by any means. I think it's fine. That was enjoyable.
You guys are just way too generous sometimes.
No, I'm not. No. Nick generous? Who you think you're talking to here? Nick
Although it does
Haskins
make me laugh.
Is not generous.
It does make me laugh thinking that Nick likes a whole bunch of films that he does less than Hail Caesar.
But hey. Hey, come on now. I don't know what you Aussies think. I don't know the mentality. I don't know the way of life over there. That may impact your view of films. I don't know.
All right, here
What's
we go.
Better, Nick? Predator or Hail Caesar?
Hail Caesar. By a
immediately, I'm fucking leaving this podcast right now. Live stream, I'm done. See, the reason Nick likes to hate on Predators is because he knows how much I love it. So there it is.
I do troll Justin with that one quite a bit. And now Paul's on here, so I could double troll it.
I guarantee you if the Predator looked different and it didn't have any kind of weakness at all,
then Nick would like it. That's if true. It looked cool.
I hate the creature design of the Predator the most. That's the, one of the main reasons I hate it.
Stop calling it vagina mouth.
The reason is why is because every time you see the mouth is it makes you horny and you want to stick your dick in its mouth. That's the reason why. You look at it and you see how slimy and greasy it is and you just want to slip your dick right in that mouth.
All right, so here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, Paul's rating for The Fifth Element. Here we go. Paul, you're going to love some of these responses, baby. Paul's rating is an 8 out of 10.
No,
true
it's not.
From Real Feels, 72.
Eight out of 100. That's what I rate this movie.
8 out of 100. Did I say 8 out of 10 again?
You did.
I'm sorry. God damn it. 8 out of 100, yes. Yeah, Drew Hallam said 72. Dan, 67. Emily got the correct answer that time with a score of 2.
Yes. Good on you, Emily.
That's, I think I saw well, somebody I mentioned in the chat, you can go over. I'm taking the closest score to it. If you get it exact, you get 3 points.
Oh, there you
go. If you get it exact, you get 3 points. My brother said 63. Brentley, 25. Ashley said 0.
That's pretty close.
Paul Sturmer said 38. All right. Clearing the form again here. And we're going to pick another film. I am randomly picking these two guys. I swear I'm randomly picking them. And for some reason, it's doing all the low ones. I don't know why. So here we go. Paul's rating, ladies and gentlemen, for Anaconda.
I sucked a dick last night.
Similar. Similar.
Similar things.
My
similar
Anaconda kind of don't things. Want none. Unless you got
buns, hun.
Yes. That's correct.
Ladies and gentlemen, Paul's rating for Anaconda. So far, 1 point each. Brentley, Emily, and Dan. Lots of game left to play. Lots of prizes.
Very confident Ashley's going to come home in the stretch.
Ashley.
Very confident.
Ashley, we have faith in you. You just got to warm up.
She was very close on that one. 0 out of 100.
Ashley, I love you. Pretty. Yeah, she was very close. She was close. Emily even typed it there in the chat. Don't want none unless you got buns, hun.
Now we're two.
Chatties.
Yes, I did clear it, Ashley. Is anybody having problems with it? Yeah, everybody else is getting in here. Yeah, you got in here, Ashley. You put a guess in here. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, get those responses in. Are we ready? Ladies and gentlemen, Paul's rating of his Anaconda don't want none unless he's got buns, hun. A 51. 51. So the closest guess to that one was my brother with a 47.
Ooh.
Drew, once again, guessing 72 out of 100.
Paul, aren't the shots zero. With the practical snakehead coming out so cool, though?
I have not seen Anaconda in a long time.
I saw that shit in theaters, motherfucker.
Did you really?
Yeah. Opening night, yeah. And it was at the AMC Vestal, too, actually.
That means Anaconda is 5 times better than The Fifth Element,
at least.
Hail Caesar, and Star Wars.
At least. That is the best film so far on the list that's been mentioned today.
That it really is. It's just kind of
knowing your sensibilities, Paul. I'm not shocked.
Wow. All right. So there we go. Let's go ahead and get another roll in here. I just got to delete the old one out of the thing here. Come on, where is it? Did I already delete it? I might have already deleted it. All right, here we go. Let's roll it up. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, guess Paul's rating for The Last Samurai. Cinematic bass drop for no reason.
I like this movie.
Guess Paul's rating for Wayne's number one war film of all time. 7 places higher than Saving Private Ryan.
I love Wayne. God, do I
love Wayne. If I had virtual Wayne on the soundboard right now, I'd say, bitch, please.
It's, I think someone, Tony, was asking, we need virtual Wayne in here. Unfortunately, I don't have the soundboard all hooked up here, so I'm just piping in. But don't worry, virtual Wayne will be around for a long time yet. Don't care what real Wayne says.
Adam from Odd Dad out in the chat. What the fuck, Paul? Anaconda was garbage.
Yep, but so
it's fun garbage.
Better,
it's amazing.
Five
garbage,
times better
though.
Than
right, Hail.
It is amazing garbage. It's a terrible film, but it's fun.
Exactly. Really, this isn't guess Wayne's rating.
Well, 85 is low, Brentley.
Low. For Wayne. Yeah, for Wayne, I think that's got to be 90 plus.
It'd be 90 plus for sure.
Yeah, easily.
If it's the best war film of all time, what an idiot.
Ashley's trying to quell her rage. I think we've got all 7 responses in once again. Who am I missing in here? I'm going to move these prize things over to the other side here.
Epic Mo fucking film frog. I just noticed that.
Lois has his face in the this live stream epic as film I just frog farted.
Here and I want to tell you, go fuck yourself.
All right, last call. Ladies and gentlemen, Paul's rating for The Last Samurai. Get the responses in there. Let's hit the drum roll, please. Paul's rating of The Last Samurai is 80 out of 100, the closest. Dan Brennick with a 63.
Ooh. Great rating.
What?
Paul.
Everyone rate great rating. That low?
God, here, damn. Drew, 6 out of 100.
Oh, Drew.
Ashley, 4 out of 100. No, wait, that wasn't what? Ashley. I'm sorry. That was my brother. No. Paul Sturmer, 8 out of 100. Ashley guessed 61, so she was so close. Ashley, I could feel her rage.
Yeah, I'm
from,
a bit
from here. I could feel frightened. Her rage from here. Spirit animal is failing her.
She'll bring it back. I have the faith.
Ashley, you got this. We got faith in you.
Don't let Dan beat you. God.
Dan is now in the lead with 2 points. Next film. Oh, God. We know what my rating of this film would be, but what is Paul's rating for The Goonies?
Ugh.
Paul's rating for The Shitties. I mean, The Goonies.
How dare you?
Damn!
Ooh, we got a follow from Sometimes Geek. Thank you very much for the follow.
Drew, these are not random ratings. These are true indications of the worth of these films.
The Goonies deserves a 100 just for the Cyndi Lauper song alone.
Well, I keep saying to Nick, if it's good enough for you, it's good enough for me.
Oh, yeah, did I forget to clear the form? I didn't want anybody to vote on The Goonies. I don't want to know. If it's above 1 point, it's too high.
Oh.
Nah, the Goonies isn't that bad. Jesus. It's not
No,
like
you're right. It's
Predator
not bad
bad
at all. It's amazing.
It's not
it's
like
thank
Predator
you, Justin. Bad. And Lois, if you watched this movie like way more recently than we did, given your tender age, what abouts would you score it?
Out of 100?
Or 10, whatever's easy for you.
I grew up with the film. I'd give it an 8 out of 10.
There we go.
I love it.
Jesus Christ.
I love it.
You people make me sick.
It's a great adventure film.
It is.
Especially if you watch it in your young age, young adolescent age. I think that's what you connect with the most. I don't know, Nick, when you watched it the first time. I think you watched it in your adulthood and that may change your perspective. Exactly. So that
in
changes.
In the twilight
it. I mean,
of my years.
Of course. So of course you're going to win.
In the winter of my years. Winter.
It's why I hope they never, ever, ever make a sequel.
I don't think they ever will make a sequel, and I don't think they'll ever remake it either. It makes no sense to me. But
no, it's a product of its time.
My God, that would just be horrible.
It would just be the kids on their smartphones the whole time.
Exactly. You're totally right. It would be the kids on their smartphones. They'd be all sitting on the fucking couch on their iPads and smartphones or playing Xbox. What do you want to do? Oh, let's just sit here. And then none of them would be interacting. None of them would be hanging out or being adventurous or wanting to go ride bikes or doing anything. They'd be sitting there eating fast food, getting fucking fat and not doing a damn thing. And yes, I'm generalizing. I know there are a lot of active kids out there, but still back at that age, I know Paul, you can relate. Nick, you can relate. And Lysos, you were born the year Jurassic Park came out, so you don't have any right to talk. But back in the day, you know, we did things. We went out in the fucking woods. We ran around. We rode bicycles and shit. We had video games, yes, but we also got out and got off our asses and did stuff. Right. So
here we go. Drum roll it in. Rating for The Goonies. And ladies and gentlemen, we have a tie. And we have 2 people that correctly guessed Paul's rating of 75. Brentley and Drew Hallam both guessed correctly. So they each get 3 points. Ashley, well 76. Done,
oh, you're joking.
1 point.
Would have been good enough to win any other pick so far.
Two people, the guest falls right. That's actually really, really cool. So now they have jumped out. Huge. Thank you very much, the Penmen, for the follow. And now let's go ahead. Let's move right along here. Let's get the Goonies out of here. Wash the taste of that garbage out of our mouths.
Are the, is the, what do you call it, the donations, do they go live pretty instantaneously, or does it take a while to register at your end?
Nope, they go instantaneously. Here comes the money. Here we go. We have a donation. Interrupted Tales with a $7.57 donation. 7.5 is good enough for me. I'm thinking in relation to Paul's rating for the Goonies.
Goonies terms, yep.
All right, so here we go. Let's go ahead. Let me delete the actual responses on the form this time. And let's roll again. Guess Paul's rating, ladies and gentlemen, of Dirty Dancing. Where it is. Guess Paul's rating for Dirty Dancing. Swayze head on a stick. Ashley, unfucking believable. Gerald Nick says that's too high. Is Gerald trashing the Goonies? Gerald, we got to talk, brother. But now onto another movie that I vehemently despise with every fiber of my being. Dirty Dancing. But what is Paul's rating of Dirty Dancing?
I'm very interested to hear this. I'm very, very excited to hear this.
Here we go. Everybody loving the Swayze head. Justin got me this for my bachelor party 2 years ago.
Explain the story behind it. What were you required to do with the Swayze
Interrupted head? Tales said 52 Jerry Orbachs out of 3 babies in the corner. I had to take this Swayze head on a stick with me to the strip club. Literally everywhere I went, I had to take this Swayze head with me.
Many strippers actually came up to me and they were like, why is he holding that? And I actually got, it was a large conversation piece for me because they're like, oh, you're the one that gave him that. So they were obviously all sitting around me wanting to know me, even though you were the one with the Swayze head. But one girl did come over and like pet it though. I remember she petted it. Yeah.
All right. So here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, Paul's rating of Dirty Dancing. Let's get it in here, baby. Paul, I love you for a reason, my friend, because Paul's rating is a dismal 4, which also Dan Brannick guessed 100% correctly, so he gets 3
Whoa,
points.
Oh, Dan. 4 yes, out of 100.
Dirty Dancing is that big of a piece of shit that it only deserves 4 points. I love you, Paul.
I love you right back. And Gerald, I think, is in the chat. Sorry, Gerald. It sucks.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Get that fucking piece of shit out of here. God. And I could have diarrhea and it would look better than that fucking creature design does. God. All right. Let's go ahead and clear out the form here. Ashley, I'm not sure why you're having an issue with the Google form. I'm sorry. Clearing out the I form again.
Predator.
And we're going to roll the next film. Guess Paul's rating. Ladies and gentlemen, guess Paul's rating of Saving Private Ryan. Now, this one's a gimme. This one's a gimme. It's Paul, guys. It's Paul.
It is not the 7th best war film of all time.
This is a gimme,
all
guys.
I will say.
Such a gimme. I promise. I shouldn't even give you as long for this one. The world disagrees.
The world disagrees.
I love you, Gerald.
An 80s classic.
I love you, Ashley. Get those answers in, ladies and gentlemen. Like I said, it doesn't get more gimme than this. Actually, there is one or two more on here that are really big gimmies, too.
Yeah, if you've ever listened to the show. If not, you might be starting to get a sense of how I rate things.
True. Paul used to have the reputation of being a Negatron. I steal the crown from him every once in a while, but then he takes it back.
Hell yes. Hell yes.
I was really surprised that Paul loved Infinity War way more than I did, even though I did really enjoy it.
I did. I did like it a lot.
A lot. A lot. Oh, wait, that's what I didn't hear, is it? No, it's not. It's like, oh, shit. All right, get those guesses in, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. One of those ratings. I don't know whose rating that is. I have to look and see whose rating that is, because that's scary. Wow. I cannot believe that. Okay. All right, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, let's roll those drums, baby. Guess Paul's rating for the seventh best war film of all time. We have another tie, Paul.
Because
wow. Two people have guessed the correct rating of 95. Director Brennick and Brantley Oliver, oof, who are now tied at 7 points apiece and smashing everybody else. Ashley was very close at 91. My brother guessed 50. Shit.
Sounds like it's lower than the seventh best war film of all time. From,
I mean, right?
Your brother trying to guess my pick. Ashley is consistently within 4 points and not getting a single one. That is.
She's so Dan close is rubbing every her face time. In it. Oh, it breaks my heart. It really does. Oh, the video is frozen. That was my fault. Sorry, guys.
Okay, oh, yeah, so it has.
Ashley, please don't suplex anything. All right, here we go. Ready? Guess Paul's rating, ladies and gentlemen, for Train to Busan. We actually talked about it in the last segment because he really wants to see a sequel.
And yeah, I think we can all agree. Does anyone disagree that Saving Private Ryan is the best war film ever made?
Well, no.
Wayne does.
Well, no. Who cares about Wayne?
It's only the seventh best war film of all time, Paul.
Now, while we're talking about this, I would like to bring up that clearly there might be a delay in what do you call it, from Australia, because I've donated, so hopefully it will pop up later because I don't see it existing in the stream anywhere.
Oh, where did you donate?
On the website
link. Ah, there you are. Ooh, there's more in here too. Oh my God, we've got a whole bunch of donos in here. I got to count off. Oh my God. Paul Anderson with a $15 donation, Amanda Silvis with a $20 donation, and Paul with a $50 donation toward the cure. Thank you all very much. Yeah, you guys made those all on the Cancer Research site, which is fine. I just got to make sure I got to pay more attention to that and add those in there manually. Oh my God.
So my, well, did it go through? And I go, yeah, my
yep,
email.
Yep. Yep, I definitely got it. Yeah, thank you.
Good. No, very welcome.
All right. Let me, I'll actually add those in and we'll get stream alerts for them right now. And we'll add Amanda in here. Thank you very much, everybody, for the donations. This is amazing. You guys have been so generous already tonight. And we've got 30 hours of live stream content for this whole entire event. After tonight's over, that's only 10 of 30. We've got 20 more hours to go, baby. I don't even know what the hell's happening there because I'm adding donations.
Sorry. Joker.
Joker. All right, let me see here.
The team was very good. I agree, Gerald.
I put a special chat message on this just for you, Paul. So when this pops up in the chat, this is just for you, buddy.
Sorry, Dan. I dropped acid. I just dropped acid. So I can't
All right, so there we go. 16-16-50, 32% of the way to our goal, ladies and gentlemen. Crushing it for the cure. Absolutely amazing. Thank you guys all so, so much. It's absolutely amazing. Emily, you can donate to get whatever you want. Kitty, welcome to the chat. $10 is to add a sound to the soundboard. If she just wants me to play something from the soundboard, that'll be like a dollar or something. I don't even know. Train to Busan, last call. Train to Busan, Paul's rating for Train to Busan, a film that he really wants a sequel of.
I just saw the message.
You better guess well. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Paul's rating for Train to Busan, 88. 88 is Paul's rating, which once again, ladies and gentlemen, Dan Brennick crushing it.
What?
86
that is
points.
Freaky.
86 he guessed out of 100. So he only gets 1 point that time, but Dan got it again and now takes a lead over Brentley by 1 point.
Ooh.
Good work, Dan.
Ooh, the plot thickens.
I am impressed.
All right, so let's go here. We've only got time for a few more of these, but let's go ahead and see how many more we can get in here. Still plenty of time. If you guess Paul's rating a couple of times, you're right back in the game. Guess Paul's rating for the 2017 Baywatch.
Oh.
And that
makes me feel like...
I mean, the Hoff was in it for like a minute, right? So there's something, right?
That really sad sigh that you just heard there was Paul. And that should pretty much say it all.
I have to reserve what I want to say about these films till after the score has been revealed, right? So
I guess you're dropping hints. It's okay if you drop a hint here and there.
See, now I remember having a discussion with you, Paul, about this film, so I already know. I'm not in the dark on this one. I think we were pretty much on the same page, a matter of fact.
I actually think you're correct, yes.
Quote unquote, from myself, the worst film of 2017.
You know for a fact when Zac Efron and The Rock can't make your movie at least somewhat decent to watch, there's a huge problem.
I still contend that it was just as dumb and stupid and cheesy as the TV show. Therefore,
the TV show was not done
for me.
Here's the reason, though.
I think I only gave it like a 5 out of 10. I'm not.
Yeah, but the show was done seriously, though. And
the show was never serious. Get the fuck out of here.
The writers, the producers, and everyone involved did it in a serious fashion. It wasn't done to be a spoof or anything. So when they're trying to make it bad in the new film, it comes off as being forced. The original show did take it seriously. I'm not saying the subject matter was serious, but it was, people looked at it. Yeah, dude, but grandparents watched that shit. Do you think they thought it was a satire or something? No, they watched it because they liked it. And of course, my grandfather
last
probably
call,
liked Pam Anderson.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Bouncy on the Beach.
Baywatch. Was The Rock able to impress Paul with his guns? Was Zac Efron's 12-pack or 18-pack or however many he's got in that pack there? How much did it impress Paul? Not much at all. 7 out of 10. So we've got 3 points to give
away
here.
100.
Ashley.
7 out of 100. Stop representing me.
Oh, I'm sorry. My God. It actually, he even wrote on this one, 7 out of 100, to be clear. So we've got my brother guessed 6, Ashley guessed 6, and Emily guessed 8. So everybody's within 1 point. So everybody there gets a point.
Nice.
Ashley on the board. I'm sorry. Try to remember, guys. These are all out of 100. I'm terrible at remembering that. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, guess Paul's rating for Grease. John Travolta, Olivia Newton-John. It's a
Grease
musical.
Grease is one of my most hated films of all time, so.
It's a musical. And, well, all you have to do is know how Paul feels about musicals.
Yeah, it's probably a very simple, simple deduction.
But Grease is worse than most musicals.
Oh.
Joker. Get those responses in. 10 more minutes. Paul, thank you for joining us for 2 hours here tonight.
Very
on the
well.
Live stream for the
thank
cure.
You for having me on.
It's always amazing to have you.
Paul, how wasted are you yet?
I am 3 sheets to the wind.
Riggedy, riggedy, wrecked.
Nick, how many have you had?
Only 3.
We love cock.
Who said
that? Oh, I knew you did. I always knew you did. That's why you touched mine when we were in the bar the one time at the ale house. You slipped your hand down my shorts. They were
only
very
the
tight.
One time? I feel like it was probably
well, that's
more than
the
one time.
That's the time I remember. I mean, every other time you get me so fucking drunk, I can't remember anything that I wake up and well, yeah, that's right, Tommy.
I should have put him saying why so serious on the soundboard, but I didn't.
Why didn't you?
I don't know, Loy Sauce.
Can the Pope's dick fit through a donut?
Where is that from?
Rick and Morty.
Nice.
Fuck off, Justin.
Dan, come on now.
I know Winters isn't here, but you shouldn't talk that way about him.
Jeez. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get those guesses in here. Get them in. Paul's rating for Grease. I noticed Gerald has joined us in the game. Thank you, Gerald. Welcome.
Good night, Gerald.
I love Gerald. Gerald's the man.
Gerald fucking rules, man.
He does. Love Gerald. Gerald's going to be joining us a little bit later in the evening, 10 o'clock.
After the crossover. A bit of matching here as well.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and throw that drum roll up here. Ashley, I've got your rating. Yes, I do. Let's go ahead and roll that drum. Here we go, baby. Wait, that's the wrong button.
I sucked a dick last night.
It's good enough, baby. Paul's rating of Grease, 10. 10 out of 100.
Generous.
That is an exactly correct guess from Gerald from Two Peas on the Pod. Gerald is on the board with 3 points.
Woo!
Good work, Gerald. Still got Dan in a 1-point lead over Brentley. Brentley, you've been slacking off, man. You were doing good there for a while. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Guess.
Two horse race.
Yeah. Gerald could catch up, though. One. All you got to do is just guess a couple of Paul's scores exactly, and you're right in the money. Here we go. Guess Paul's rating. Ladies and gentlemen, I forgot to delete where it said the countdown pod out of the tweet, and it said the countdown pod. So guess Paul's rating of his own show.
No.
No.
All right. Guess Paul's rating, ladies and gentlemen, of X-Men. Bryan Singer's original X-Men film. What is Paul's rating?
This one's more of a guess because I don't reckon we talk about this one too often.
Yeah, I don't think I've heard it come up between you and Wayne in a, if ever, maybe. Long time if ever.
Yeah, it did come up recently on one of our lists, on my list. But I don't want to say which one, so to lead the voting too much. But Grease, does anybody, like, I know Emily loves Grease, and I know that, you know, she probably, if she's still around, stopped playing the game at that point.
She's still playing. She is still playing.
We know Brian Loisaurus also hates it, but what about you? What is Goji doing?
Oh, I'm just having her air drum, dude.
What is she air drumming to?
Well, she knows the Miami Vice drum line in the, you know, the theme of the show. I don't know. So I make her do that every time I watch Miami Vice, which is like every day. Every day of my life do I watch Miami Vice. And she does the drums. But
I see Matt Pierce floating around over there in the chat.
I like
your rating for X-Men. Click the link to the Google form in the chat and join the game.
I like Grease. I don't like love it or anything like that. It was one movie that I watched when I was younger, when I was a kid, that I thought was pretty cool because I'm really into the 1950s. I love the whole cruising culture. I love, you know, greasers. I love old school rock and roll and everything. And I think
it's more really good meaning to you.
But I don't, I by no means think it's one of the best musicals or anything like that. I don't hold it up in that high of a regard like a lot of people do. But I do think it's a classic in its own right. It's not one that I pop in very often. So actually, I think the last time I watched it was when it first came out on Blu-ray and when I bought it for my daughter. But I'm not sure if you noticed this or not, Paul, but they did come out with an ultra 4K HD Blu-ray of Grease.
Not surprisingly, they did not release that in Australia. And equally unsurprisingly, if they did, I would not be going anywhere near it.
No. The best films that have come out in the format are those of which that were shot on original film. So far. And
all right, we're calling it. Quit talking about it. We got 5 minutes. We got to get a couple more in here. Ladies and gentlemen, Paul's rating 68 out of 100. Matt Pierce, 1 point off with a 69. Jumping right in and grabbing a point. Pick. First time out of the gates. Sorry, Justin. I need to cut you off there. But.
No, I was just looking at Loisaurus. He was looking at Grindr at some naked man or something. So
Bulldozer said he went to fix his ceiling fan and came back to an uneven number, so he had to donate $3.50 to even it out. Thank you, Bill. All right. Here we go. I think we got time for like two more.
All right.
So let's roll Paul's rating. And yeah, we didn't even get through fucking half of these, Paul.
That's all right.
Wayne's World.
Coming up randomly.
Paul's rating of Wayne's World. Party time. Excellent. Jeez. Fuck was that? It sounded like a rooster getting fucked in the ass.
Yeah, you're totally right, Gerald. Another bad thing about Grease is how old everybody in the film is.
Yeah, that's Hollywood for you.
Let's get those ratings in, ladies and gentlemen. Wayne's World. Wayne's World. Party time, excellent. Little.
Do you have any gray poopa?
I see Ashley is typing something. Thank you, Ashley. Got your rating? All right. 5 ratings in. Going to give you guys just another minute, and then we're going to roll. Roll those drums. Bronson, what do you think they should do?
Hey, buddy, you going to eat that sausage?
Okay. That's a thing, apparently. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead and roll the winner for all the marbles here. Here we go. Paul's, well, not for all of the marbles, whatever. Paul's rating for Wayne's World. 73. 73 out of 100, which Brentley tying it up here.
Ooh.
In the 11th hour with Dan. Wow.
Nice Dan, work,
way
Brentley.
Way to bring it right back, Brentley. Way to bring it right back. So here we go. Try to get these in here quick. Paul's rating... God, if you know Paul, this is an easy one. Paul's rating of Forrest Gump. Paul's Good. Rating of
I'm glad Forrest. This one came up.
Forrest Gump sucks.
Yes, Loisaurus. I mean,
hang him, hit him.
What was that, Paul? So yes, what is Paul's rating? Of Forrest Gump.
Hang on, Brentley, what did you write 93 for?
I know you don't like the film, Loisaurus. You don't have to whisper it to me. I know you don't like Forrest Gump, okay? I know.
Thank you, everybody. Everybody's going crazy in the chat. I have not been able to pay much attention, unfortunately. I have been all over the place with back and forth between different screens and stuff to do the contest. So thank you guys all for being so vibrant over there in the chat. I absolutely love it. Answers in, ladies and gentlemen. I think. Yep. Looks like we got our answers in. Ashley, do I have yours? No, I don't. Oh, there it is. Yep, I have it. Okay. One. So, ladies and gentlemen, I hate it. It keeps putting it in a graph, and I don't want it in a graph, and I don't know why it's doing that.
It's kind of stupid. Stupid is as stupid does, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to roll the drums, and we have a winner in our contest. Ladies and gentlemen, Paul's rating for Forrest Gump, and the winner by 1 point, Brentley Oliver. Paul's rating is a 12 out of 100. Brentley being the closest with an 18. 18. So he was only 6 points off.
Did anybody have
43?
But really high, I think.
45 was the highest rating. And I think you buried the lead there a little bit.
Yeah, I did. I did maybe give it away. One of the most overrated films ever made. I do not understand the love for it, other than the soundtrack, which is great.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's all throw them up over in the chat. We're going to give away some stickers here as well. Brentley, let me know which poster you want out of the rotating GIF here at the bottom of the screen. And let's get hashtag We Love Paul to say goodbye to him. Paul. There it is, baby. Hashtag We Love Paul for your chance to win some Epic Film Guys stickers in the chat. Paul, tell everybody all about the countdown and where we can find you.
You got everyone here knows, I'm pretty sure. Search the countdown on Google, and just because half of our listeners, if not more, come from you guys. So there's no one here that doesn't, I would say, or except maybe your brother, because based on some of his responses to the to the picks today. So yeah, look, we really truly appreciate and love everyone who checks out our show, and you guys are doing such an amazing thing here. It's not about the countdown today or about any other show, it's about what you're trying to do. So I hope to be back in the chat at various points through the day when I can steal away, but it was a blast being here and a part of this, and I wish you all the best, and it's awesome that you've already smashed last year's total when we are what, 3 hours into proceeding. Barely, so congratulations.
Scratch the surface, which is amazing. But thank you, Paul. It's been amazing. I love having you on here. So Thank you very, very much for joining us.
Cheers, guys. Have a great rest of tonight, tomorrow, and then Sunday as well.
I look forward to doing something with you this horror season in October, Paul. We still have to do something. We missed it last year, so we have to do something.
We did, for sure. All right,
we'll
guys.
We'll do it, man. We'll do
Peace
it.
Out. Have a good one. Later.